Nations Court has ruled Friday that Israel's settlement policy in the occupied Palestinian territories violates international law. Presiding judge of the International Court of Justice, Nawaf Salam.
The nation of Israel's acts, including the fact that Israel frequently confiscates land following the demolition of Palestinian property for reallocation to Israeli settlements, indicates that its measures are not temporary in character and therefore cannot be considered as permissible evacuations under the Fourth Geneva Convention.
In addition to Israel's continued presence in the occupied Palestinian territories being illegal, the World Court said Israel must make reparations for damages caused by its occupation. Permanent observer of the State of Palestine to the UN, Riyad al-Malki.
This means Israel is under an obligation to end this illegal colonial enterprise unconditionally. And in our view, that means immediately and totally.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israelis cannot be occupiers in their ancestral homeland. While a fix has been issued, internet users are still suffering from widespread connection issues Friday. Jennifer King from AP has more.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has convicted U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage after a trial widely seen as being politically